Welcome to the Pro Football Championship show. It's going to be so hard. Perfect. Should we keep, do we need to keep tabs today and see who, everybody throwing $20 and see who's going to say the bad word?
Can I think that might subconsciously make us do it more. I'm just focused on
the SB word,
calling it the big game, sticking with that, and not getting carried away with the official title that we may not speak of.
I have a question. Our board guy back at ESPN, can we say SB, sir? Huh? We can say SB. Can we, JD?
I mean.
You got $20 that I'll say it first? Yeah, because I talk the most. That's good. That's actually good handicapping. I'm your host, Kenny B. Here for the I got to move my paper to make sure I know what I want to say. The Pro Football Handicapping Show, the SB Show, the Superb Owl Show. We can say that, and we're gonna give you guys. We're gonna go through this whole betting menu that William Hill has for the game on Sunday. Josh Nagel from Sportsline, what's going on, Mr. Nagel?
Ken, pretty much all things Pro Football Championship have dominated my life for both Sportsline, and I'm sure they will be plenty dominating here tonight.
We can say Sportsline, right?
Correct.
And you can get all Josh's stuff at sportsline.com. Full he has tons of articles. Not only is college basketball one of his heavy points, but how many articles have you done for the Pro Football Championship game?
Well, it's funny, Tommy and I were talking before the show just about that. I told him there's all kinds of miscellaneous things that I've done, but there was one basic article that I've been writing that's sort of a lead article that brings you into all our other content related to the big game on CBS. I've written that article 14 different times.
Seriously?
Because they basically want a fresh version of it every day, and you realize the reason it has to be different is so it shows up unique in the search engine. So it's like you don't look up for CBS big game articles and you get some from 2 weeks ago. So it's got to, for it to go up in Google, it has to be like at least 80% new copy. So I've been writing different angles pretty much at least once a day since this game was arranged a couple weeks ago.
All right. John the Hawk Sweet. Stevens across from me, independent handicapper.
Yo,
what's going on, John?
R.I.P. Kobe.
I know. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Had to get out of the way. R.I.P. Kobe. Kobe Bryant, obviously. I know.
But the Lakers tonight.
It's been kind of I know, first game back since
13 and a half. That's what I thought. I was thinking 12, 13. First line I saw was 13 and a half. I think that's where it sits right now.
Who are they fighting, John?
They're fighting the Blazers tonight. And
I see. Seven.
Are there any player props at all? Because I would have to think that LeBron's just going to have a night.
He's supporting a Kobe tattoo, I read.
And Anthony Davis.
And
I'd say half the NBA, if not more. Hell, I thought about it.
That has half the NBA. NBA has an Anthony Davis tattoo?
I would think so, yes.
They're
all getting their eyebrows done.
Oh.
Connected. What, Josh?
I was just going to say, what the sentiment you're talking about seems like a pretty popular opinion, because I'm not sure if William Hill has it, but I know I've heard that question about LeBron props. The consensus seems to be like, maybe he's just going to go off in Kobe's honor. You would take the over on anything that he might have. But I'm also wondering if it might be a bit of a flat game, because there's some players that just aren't playing this and that. I would be curious to see what they set it at, but I wonder if it goes the other way.
I think Tuesday night would have been.
Could have been.
I would be right there
with you. What do you think about this, by the way? Carmelo Anthony is sitting out tonight specifically because he says, I can't do it. I'm just devastated. Kobe's my friend or whatever. I truly believe this, and deal with it however you want.
Goodness.
But I just think if he truly wanted to honor Kobe, the thing to
do is
play.
Oh, goodness.
That's what he would have wanted. If you want that, if you want to honor the mama mentality, get out there.
I'm walking to the window right now, and I'm going to bet $500 on this prop right now.
Yes.
And I'll put it on our Facebook page. Kenny B, ESPN Sports Handicapping.
Yes.
LeBron James, like you said, I think he is going to be on – he's just going to make a statement tonight.
Yeah.
Points, rebounds, and assists. What do you think the number is?
52.
I was thinking 55.
49. I'll be right back.
Over.
You guys keep talking. I'm going to make the bet.
You can forget about the rebounds and assists there.
And you know what?
What if he scores 81?
That's what I was thinking of, but I don't think he would. I could see 60. I could see him honoring that last game.
I think if he could get close to 60 early in the third quarter where it's obtainable, he'll go over 81 for that reason.
It's just not his game, though. He's a pass first guy.
Right.
But man, 49, I'm jumping on that.
And not to mention, tonight we'll see what happens, but I think the bigger picture, not too long ago the Bucks became the odds on favorite to win the NBA title.
I don't think so.
I got to think the Lakers now. I mean, that angle has to, it can't hurt them to want to win
different.
It the first time.
Just like with Kobe with everything. Not to mean that's cut you off, Tommy. This is just different. This is I think the Lakers, I'm actually kind of rooting for the Lakers, and I have a dog in this hunt with the Sixers, but I just think tonight especially, Josh, I think you'd have been right about being flat on Tuesday. I think they did the right thing by canceling that game.
Yeah.
I think right now they have the time to get their minds to where they need to be, and like Kenny said, to honor that Mamba mentality, go out there and kick somebody's ass.
Yeah, I agree, but that's why I'm surprised with Carmelo Anthony. It's like, hey, everyone deals with things differently, but why not? It's the court that he played on. Why not get out there and honor him the way he would have? It's kind of funny. Yeah. So when this came down Sunday, right, logistically, there was no way. The news was just breaking. His games were tipping off around, so there was no way for them to cancel those. But I was actually a little bit – honestly, I was a little bit surprised they canceled Tuesday nights, because I would have thought, with everyone still in just this major wave of grief with what's going on, what greater, you know, I want to say closure, but this, you know, celebration of his life that, you know, would bring all those like-minded people together. I thought they should have played Tuesday also.
Yeah, they brought that up on Tuesday on TNT when they had the roundtable there, which was amazing to watch. Watching Shaq, especially Jerry West, good Lord. But they asked the question, if would you play, would you sit and everything, and Shaq goes, I know Kobe, I'll be playing.
Yeah.
No question
about it. Right, that's why I was disappointed when they canceled that. I was like, that's the one, similarly, like I said, to my sentiment with Carmelo Anthony, I think that's the one. If you want to honor him, you know, if there's any chance, regardless of your thoughts of the afterlife or anything else, but if he had any of, you know, sitting there with any opinion of it from somewhere, I think he would hate that being canceled.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't know what Kobe meant to me, Tommy. I love basketball. Basketball is my favorite sport. It was my favorite sport to play, the sport I was best at. It's a game that's just beautiful to me. And I told Kenny, he was a king. He was an absolute savant. He is basketball. He's one of the 2-3 greatest players of all time. We know that. And it hit me so hard. I think a lot of people were like, man, this guy, he paid up more than I thought he did.
So I had the discussion Sunday night with Todd Travers, who, diehard Laker fan.
He texted me today, by the chance.
Good buddy of ours.
Diehard Kobe fan, diehard Laker fan. And we'd go back and forth because I'm like, I hate Kobe. Uh-huh. I respect him. He's great. And I figured out why. Because as a Jordan guy, Kobe was the closest thing to overcome my hero, my greatest favorite all-time basketball player, because of the Mamba mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Because that guy that's going to step on your neck to win a game, where that's what LeBron's lacking. LeBron has all the tools, the body, the size, everything, but he's that, you know what, you take that last shot. I'm okay if we lose, but I want you to shine right now. Where Kobe and Jordan, you're going to punch Steve Kerr in the face during practice.
We call that gangster.
And yeah.
You know, it's not a diss or anything. It's that mentality where they want to step on your neck. Allen Iverson, Shaquille had it. It's that – you know, and you know, LeBron has it. Sort of, D Wade had it. Kevin Garnett had it.
Yep.
Larry Bird had it. Magic. You know, you can go on and on and on. And I understand what you're saying about LeBron. It appears at times that he does it. Tonight, I don't think is one of them. I think that Kenny just made the bet.
I did. I
total just points, assists, and rebounds, 49.
And a half.
That's insane to me.
I mean, I'm with you guys. I mean, he very easily. What if he tries to beat the single game record of 60 or his last game, just out of respect. I mean, don't get me wrong, or pulls up and he can do it, and then he pulls back. I mean,
I think if he hits 60, he sits the rest of the game.
Listen, not to mention, and the second reason I bet this, guys, the first half total is 118. So that means the total for the game, what's the total, 236? So they're not going to be.
And he's going to be one running the show.
Man. Yeah. Josh, do you like the angle?
I do. I like the angle.
You want $20 of my $500?
No.
You can bet it your own. You got, Josh, you got till 7:40 tonight.
No, but just like my UFC bets, when you fire the same amount I do, I'll just go for 500.
You'll go for 501, right?
Right.
You'll go to 501.
I'll get one up you on that.
Kenny, a 30-point triple-double get you there.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that crazy?
But, you know, John, one angle that I've been bringing up with the whole remembrance of where's he fit in. Do you remember this was like pretty much exactly 10 years ago, the hottest topic of debate in the NBA was, and you got to realize, so Kobe was in his early 30s then, and LeBron was just coming into his physical prime. So it was like, well, it was a sort of semi-twilight Kobe or a super prime LeBron, the best player in the game. I got to tell you, every time that came up, I was such a Kobe guy, I would shut the – it seemed like LeBron was the favorite in most of those arguments. You heard LeBron more than Kobe, and to the end, I was a Kobe guy through and through for just that reason. I'm like, you know what? LeBron's going to do his thing. He'll win some championships but because of that mentality and because of what he's already accomplished, I said even then, Kobe was the best player in the game.
Yeah, I posted a video on the Kenny B Facebook page of Allen Iverson. It looks like they're at like a wedding or some sort of event, and he's talking to his boys about the best player ever, and they said they always talk about he was not taking anything about away from LeBron. Mike's Mike. Well, they forgot about Kobe. You just forget. He goes, that's a stone cold killer, and it's true. And it's that, you know, it's a cliche at this point, the Mamba mentality. But it's real. It's absolutely real. D Wade was telling that story about when he got away with a foul in Miami. Did you see that story?
Oh yeah.
He hit him on the elbow, and he's out there shooting after the game. And having one of their trainers hit him on the elbow every time.
Who's doing that?
Kobe.
Oh, wow.
After a game in Miami, and he's 15 years in already. He doesn't have to do it in D-Wade. And I think Udonis has them. They're going out. And they said, they took their clothes off, said, oh, no, we're going back to work.
Right.
And because you see this guy in their gym, I'm not going to let him outwork me in my gym. And that's just who the dude was.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of positive stuff coming back to Kobe, or coming back, you know, in these stories with Kobe. It's just, it's amazing, you know, and I forgot. I love the guy. I mean, I just, everything that's going out there, you know, it's very sad, very tragic. It is what it is. Everybody knows, you know, LeBron James, you know, he's paying respect tonight, he said, to Kobe. I'm assuming that he wants to show off tonight. And I think that, I hate to, you know, use tragedy as a betting angle, but I think I have equity in over 49 points, rebounds, and assists with LeBron James tonight, you know, in a game where the total is going to be 236, 240, you know, they look to run up and down the court. So with that being said,
you're getting your chips into the best hand right now.
Exactly. Yep. Pre-flop, I got aces pre-flop, you know. So we'll see. I posted on our Facebook page, can it be ESPN Sports Handicapping? Total points, rebounds, and assists, LeBron James over 49.5, bet 500 on it. The game doesn't tip off until 7:40. So if you have the mobile sports app, Josh, you can fire up the app. Bet it on there, or you still have plenty of time to make it down to any windmill racing sports book. So, rest in peace, Mr. Bryant, and also all the other individuals.
And everyone else.
Yeah, all the other individuals that were on the plane. You know, they're kind of getting overshadowed a little bit by the Kobe situation. But you know, rest in peace for those people too.
We have a little group text. I text when I saw it, and I was like, this cannot be true.
You thought it was a Twitter hoax.
I did. I was hoping it was.
Well, of course.
Yeah, then exactly. Sudden, believe me, I was so stunned. I did the same thing. I went for a little hike in the morning, phone off, whatever. Afterwards, haven't checked the phone in a few hours. I'm in Starbucks, you know, just get something. It's the first time I've turned the phone off in a while. And just then, like right around noonish or whatever, I just couldn't believe it. Wait, you got to be kidding. Like I said, Twitter or all my little sports app notifications. Yeah. This has to be a joke. So I'm scrolling through. I'm standing there in line like, you've got to be kidding me. And then I sat down and it was just seriously one of those shell-shocked things. Then went home and turned on the coverage. I turned on ESPN immediately. Yeah, just watched it for hours on end as the guests came in. And seriously, just struck by it for hours. I just completely in denial.
Yeah.
For a good 15 minutes, it was TMZ was the only one that had it up. Somebody
shared
when
you click the link, it wouldn't populate.
Yeah, so somebody shared it on Facebook. I was watching the pregame to the Pro Bowl and thinking, this is something big enough that would hit the scroll or they would break into it and say it. And you know, then I start getting text messages, and then ESPN finally announced it, and it was just a surreal day.
I
didn't even know the Pro Bowl was on until I started watching the alerts on the bottom of the screen about LeBron, and I go, oh, wow, Pro Bowl's on. Yeah. What was the final score?
37-31, something like that.
Did it go over?
Yeah.
It did? Wow. Because I know those totals used to be like in the hundreds.
It was very light. It was 52.5.
Yeah.
They've been playing low, though. They've been playing low.
Well, it's touch football now, essentially. So.
Yeah. So, anyways, you know, a lot of prop bets out there. We're talking a little bit about the Lakers game tonight. Lakers play the Blazers. First half, Lakers -8 and 118 for the whole game. That's usually going to double. Let me fire up the Windmill mobile app real quick, and I'll give you the game total. This game doesn't tip off until 7:40.
7:40, that's the time.
And we're getting ready to jump into this this whole NFL slate. We got to kill about another minute because I don't want to get into the NFL.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to hijack the first segment of the show with Kobe talking.
We've been
talking about it all week, but you know, it's something we need to get out, and it's something that touched us, and I just didn't know what the guy meant to me as someone I've never met before. You know, sports is a big part of our lives, obviously, and he was one of the masters. He was one of the kings.
And you know, it's funny, like we talk about now with Tom Brady. Can't even imagine the day where, like, it seems like he's been the Patriots quarterback, like, our entire lives, and you just get used to it. Kobe, we grew up with him. He was in the Lakers lineup literally for 20 years. There's nothing like every time Sunday afternoon you turn out that Lakers game and Marv Albert yelling his name, and there's Bryant. It seemed like he would never not be on the Lakers.
Yeah.
I almost couldn't believe when he retired a couple years ago.
And as a Philly fan, I always followed him hoping if he was the real deal that he would end up in Philly. I mean, they drafted Allen Iverson in the same draft. They did all right. But it's you're right. We grew up watching him grow up.
Exactly.
It's really something else, man.
13-230.5. That's
230.5.
230.5. So.
What do you think, Ken? I actually used this opposite handicapping angle last night, where I actually took the Kings +14 because the Clippers.
Go.
The Clippers were just on a 5 or 6 game road trip, which they did well. But you feel like, okay, they might have a little letdown. The Kings have been struggling, so they might already have a little letdown. But anyway, first game in Staples Center since this tragedy, and I thought, you know what, there's probably going to be lots of tributes or whatever, and the Clippers' hearts just might not be into it. And they got blown out, so that was actually a good call. Do you think is tonight, because it's the Lakers, is it different? I mean, do they play harder?
I think because it's the Lakers, they give 110%, and because LeBron James and his relationship –
And the coach is going to – the Lakers coach is going to say, look, guys, you got to look what happened to the Clippers. He's going to use that and just say, you guys got to come out fired up. Yeah. You guys want to pay tribute. You don't want to lose tonight at home in L.A.
No doubt about it.
Not want to lose.
And, I mean, with all the commemorative stuff and the tribute stuff and everything, I mean, you know, Magic's going to be there. I mean, just all the Kobe.
Shaq Daddy Diesel will be there.
Phil Jackson probably make an appearance. I mean, he should.
Jerry West.
I don't think it's a letdown game whatsoever. I think that 13 should be a little closer
to
17 or more.
And you know, Josh is right about that part of it. I don't know about the letdown, but you could be overcome, and you know, that can work against you as well. And the Blazers aren't, you know, that you have Dame Lillard. I don't know if McCollum's back quite yet, but that's a dangerous team even without Carmelo, and they're gonna bring it. One of my favorite highlights ever of Kobe was
Carmelo's not playing.
Was against the Blazers. That's what I'm saying. Was against the Blazers with when he tied it and then won it with those two huge three pointers with the Kobe stopper, Ruben. So there's that tie in right there. It's just I watch so many highlights.
The good
this
news
week.
For the Lakers though is that the Blazers don't play any defense.
Yeah.
So even if they had a flat start, they could probably overcome it because everyone's getting 140.
If LeBron
the Blazers.
Wants 50, he'll get 50
points.
Just points.
I know. You know the highlights I liked about Kobe is I was watching. When he was 15, he held a dunk contest for his high school.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, my. He was doing this stuff when he was 15.
Yeah, no, that's one thing. He's one of the best in-game dunkers the NBA's ever seen.
So, all right, let's head off to our first commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into this Pro Football Championship. William Hill wagering menu. Give you guys some winners on ESPN 94.5 FM. Welcome back to the Windmill Sports Show. I'm your host, Kenny B, here with Josh Nagel from Sportsline. Kyle Backlund standing behind me. He ran down here as soon as we heard the what are you saying, Kyle? I am. I'm looking at everything.
It's LeBron James prop bet.
Kyle's wearing a vest.
You in the Navy?
Take a hike.
Breaking news. What? Harry and Meghan have reached out to the Mariners, the Padres, the Rockies, the Rays, the Rangers and the Brewers for advice on how to live without a title.
Yes.
Josh, little sports humor. Oh, did you post that?
Well, yeah.
That's on our website.
It's on ours. If you didn't post it, someone else had to.
I didn't know it was on ours.
Yes, it's on ours.
I just got an alert. Yes. That's good stuff right there. All right.
Yes.
Real quick before you get it. John, Dusty Baker going to the Astros?
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I hope he wins it all.
Legitimately?
I really do. I want the – No one's talking about the fact that the Nationals won 4 games in Houston this past year. So is that the most extraordinary feat of all time then? If they're cheating while they're doing that? I don't know. I'm not as mad as everybody else is about this Astro thing.
You know what?
I'm not either.
I think the Dusty Baker hire was the best hire for who's available. Because I feel like if they went out of the box and got some young analytics guy or whatever,
Just steer the ship. Yeah, I feel bad for Verlander.
Well, I'm interested. I'm really interested to see how good Altuve is this year.
Yeah, it's really going to be something else to see.
Watch the kid come out
these
hit
guys,
a buck 20.
That's what I'm saying.
Four home runs.
If these guys just fall off a cliff,
how many?
Altuve's got the Hall of Fame to worry about at this point. He's that good. So if. If he falls off a cliff right now.
I got the best bet. I got the best bet ever.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call Nick Bogdanovich, the lead trader.
Yes.
And I want him to put up a number on how many hit-by-pitches Altuve gets this year.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And also.
I mean, that's easy to define right there. How many times will there – what's the hit-by-pitch for Altuve? Let's say he averaged.
He's also really loved.
Not by.
And he's really small.
Okay. Well, let's say he.
It's not me.
On average, on average, he got hit 30 times in the last 3 years.
Uh-huh.
What do you make the number? Because on a normal year, you say 30 and just minus 110, like Jimmy Vaccaro said. He goes, hang a line, let him bet it, and then we'll adjust. What do you make the opening line if it's 30?
50.
50.
If you're going off of 30, if he's getting 30, we'll have to look into that and see what the actual number has been. He's on top of the plate, so he's going to get his.
Well, my point is because of the cheat because no, of the size ceiling.
Of course, but he's also one of the most loved dudes just as a guy in
that
the game.
But John, that was all before he got caught cheating.
That, but it's a culture that's not just Altuve.
I've heard a lot of interviews where they're saying that the players are going to police this. So, Josh, if the average is 30, do you hang the 30 or do you make the adjustment 35 or 40 or more?
You know, it's hard to say because I wouldn't put it too high because once they start plunking them, guys are going to get kicked out.
The umpires are going to police
that.
You bring in the reliever.
47 and a half.
Yeah. But I have to say, that thing's probably getting
a prop bet I'd be more interested in betting would be, and you know, I know batting average isn't most indicative of stat about batters, analytics guys, but his batting average, if you set it at, he's what, a 320 lifetime batter or something like that? Set it about 305 over under. And let's see.
That would be a good barometer.
Yeah. I'd say a flat 300, but I think he could do that in his sleep. But he's getting older, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But with the honestly, with the Dusty Baker hire, if I were an Astros fan, which I'm not, so I can't care either way, but if I support the Astros, I wouldn't like it at all. It's the ultimate retread hire. You know, he did anything. He underachieved with the Nationals, never got there with the Giants. And I know this because I used to cover him back in the day.
He got there.
Got there, didn't win one.
Yeah.
And so
it's the only place he's gotten there.
Right, that's what I mean. But didn't get there as in holding the trophy. Allow me to clarify.
No, because he handed the game ball to Russ Ortiz when they were up 5-0.
I just feel like – but he's known as a you know, he's like a good mentor and a good leader. And so maybe given their situation to clean up the act or whatever, he's not bad. But he's also just a stopgap. But just in terms of taking teams to the next level or whatever, again, he's never really gone all the way.
But
I just felt like it's the ultimate recycle thing, but he could be good for –
I think in this particular situation, I agree with Tommy that for what is available at this point, I think all you need is that stopgap. You can use that retread because they're there. They went to Game 7 of the World Series last year, so they are there. This is not the right guy to get you over that hump.
Right, because they've been notorious for pitching change mistakes. Not
exactly.
Like
I mean, he's some of the two biggest collapses you've ever seen in your life were the 2002 Giants and the 2003 Cubs, back-to-back Dusty Baker teams. So besides the Yankees and the Red Sox, National League. Let's focus on the real league. It's going to be something else. He's never managed in the American League. It's a whole different ball game there. I love him personally. I think I met him at the Bobby Dolan baseball dinner here a million years ago. He's a great dude, cool guy. I don't know. We're going to find out. I hope the Astros are great. That's what I really do hope.
And I think that's why they gave him the 1 year deal with the option because they knew this is a stopgap. This is let's get a traditional guy that could come in and manage this team that's right there. I mean, they should win the American League West again. They should be right there in the playoffs, but. You never
Angels
know.
Need some pitch. Just get
if Altuve pitch. Hits 280, are we going to say it's all due to sign stealing?
Yeah, I don't know. But under the circumstances, you probably weren't going to be able to do any better. I just thought, you know, for the longer term, you probably didn't like it. But you know what's curious? I think of all the sports, there possibly is to have a player manager be baseball. Do you think we'll ever see it again? Because look at the other managers who got fired. We're talking guys 1-2 years away from playing. Why don't they just go all the way with it? Name a current player manager. I want to see it.
Buster Posey.
Gabe Kapler is going to play the
honestly,
outfield today.
It would, and that's not just my Giants fandom. I think that he would be about the only one you could think of right now. Because it would have been like a Derek Jeter,
right?
It would have been a Tony Gwynn type, something like that. Cal Ripken, that type of dude. So right now, Mike Trout can't do it from center field, right?
Right.
So a catcher that can he could be the backup catcher.
He could
be the spot starter.
He plays day to day less as his career goes on.
He could be the spot starter. He could be the pinch hitter. Maybe we're looking at Buster. What do you think, Tom?
I would love it. I mean, I think Buster and Trout are probably going to be the last of the stay with the one organization for their entire career.
Let's move on to football.
We got a big game to talk about, Ken.
We do. A big line move just now.
What was it?
Big line. Tails just went to pick him. Heads is minus 105.
Yeah, heads.
So money's coming in.
Heads been looking good.
Heads, money's coming in on heads for the coin toss, guys. Yeah. We're talking about the Pro Football Championship game. I was just talking. I just went up to the rider and I looked.
What's a minus 105?
They're both 105?
No, the other one's minus.
Yeah, 105 plus even money. Yeah, that's what I was saying. So yeah, so it looks like a big move on heads. Heads hanging tough for the opening toss of the big game, and Tails. Pick him. There you go, board guy, because our board guy was asking.
Is
what
the biggest lie in the universe, Tails never fails?
Tails, yeah. Well.
It fails like 50% of the time.
I can tell you right now, guys.
Brian's taking Tails.
Even if one of these sides gets to any plus money, I'll bet $500 and just take the plus money in an even money prop. I will, Josh.
Yeah, you going to take it right now at even money?
No, Tommy, there's no EV.
Yeah.
It's a 50-50 bet, but I tell you what I'm not doing.
Come on,
I'm not
Tommy.
Laying 105.
True. You're not laying 105, Tommy.
That'd be like if the crab stable paid you even better than True Odds. You would take that any day, right?
What's that?
I said it'd be like if the crab stable paid even better than True Odds. That's the best true bet in the casino.
Yeah.
But instead of 2-1 on the 4-10, if they suddenly offered you 4-1, you would pile up the chips.
Okay, Kenny, this is the ultimate.
You guys don't
price dictates the value. If that was heads minus 270, what would you bet?
Tails, because it would be because.
No, you wouldn't. You would bet heads because you're like, why the hell is this minus 2
price dictates the winner.
Price
sometimes.
Dictates the winner.
There's the weighted coin?
Yes.
Which side of the coin weighs more, the heads or tails?
Heads does.
Heads.
There's a head on it.
They've documented it.
You can't even document that.
It's a 30 for 30.
What's that, Brian?
Hold on. Our board guy's saying something. What are you saying, bud?
Yes. Okay, no one can hear that, right?
That's not true. The heavyweight would hit the ground and.
What he said was because no one can hear him. Heads on the standard quarter weighs more.
But his lack of judgment there was that means it's going to land upright. No, it's going to land and it's going to bounce to the heavy part. Gravity's going to pull the heaviest part of the quarter down first, right, Josh?
Toast lands butter side down.
Well, we're dropping some knowledge on our listeners,
and that's a fact.
So, anyways, with that being said, Josh.
I just like a quick decision. I've actually been on the wrong side of the heads or tails thing a few times.
Oh, so you
have
bet. It's
also cool to just have a bet, right before the game starts, either going to cash or beat it, but it just gets your juices flowing.
I tell you what, back when this is a true story. Back when the Patriots were in the Super Bowl, we used to always – there was you could get a prop
Hold on, real quick. I love what you just said. Back when the Patriots were in the Super Bowl is my favorite thing I've ever heard in my
life.
Where's
Kyle? But anyways, I didn't. John did.
No, he said
it. No, you said it first.
Back when
the Patriots were in the.
He said it first.
No, you.
No, I repeated what you said. That's
so
what I
said.
It's 1-1. It's not really 1-1.
It's 1-1.
But you were the first to say it.
Okay.
Our sound guy's going to check
just
the.
Just so you know,
board.
Listeners, we have.
We both said it.
We all have money on who's going to say.
The restricted word.
The restricted word, the true superb owl word more times. So anyways, it's 1-1. I think I may have said it. He's going to check in our bracket. But anyways.
I only said it because you said it.
Back when the Patriots were in the big game, we used to always bet that they would defer, who gets the ball first. We would always take their opponent, with that being said. So, and we won a couple bets on it until Nick got wise.
And exactly. That one time, I forget when it was.
They took it. Yeah. Was it versus the Seahawks?
I don't remember when
I believe it was against the Seahawks.
They surprised us one time.
It seems like it was an AFC Championship game.
Belichick loves to do that.
It may not even have been the Super Bowl.
Double half.
Oh! I'm ahead.
Yikes.
Yes. Actually,
this is going to become contagious. You guys got to knock it off.
What is? Saying what?
Saying the forbidden term.
Josh
SB. I'll be
sorry,
next.
The restricted word.
Stanley, William Stanley.
Thank you.
That's fine.
But on shot first.
That's true, but John has said it twice.
It was first. First was the bet.
Anyways, you guys are a plethora of information. I understand that, Tammy. I got it. So, William Stanley from Montucky's here giving away the first free beers tonight. So, if you come down to Calneva from 4 to 6, he's got some swag over there, and he's going to buy you a free Montucky. So, with that being said,
Got some good-looking T-shirts over there.
T-shirts,
some swag.
Some koozies, all kinds of stuff. Anyways.
Yes.
Back to the big game. Money coming in. Tails is pick 'em. Heads, minus 105. The very first thing you can wager on.
Excellent.
Okay. Update on the line, it looks like. The line.
I was going to say, we haven't even
The line for the big game
is spread, or what's going on?
Kansas City right now is -1 with a total of 54.5. This game actually opened up around a pick 'em, around a pick 'em, and did you do it too? See, look at this, 51.5.
It went up.
My goodness!
I still think it goes over.
I bet 500 over 49.5.
We had someone come to the to our table that just bet the LeBron prop. It went 49.5
after he
to
heard
51.5.
Wow. Yes. Good luck, buddy. All right, man. Good luck. Yes. That's crazy. Yeah. A 2-point move. Josh, we got the best of it again.
I told you. You got it. You got it
and
right there.
Let's put it this way. A player prop like that, that's a max bet. So I don't doubt, Ken, that you probably influenced the line move.
That's
so
crazy.
That's right. Brent Houston, cold snacks. Come get your cold snack. Free cold snacks. Brent, let's go.
That's right. All right. All right, with that being said, this game opened up at -1, pick 'em, and opened up at 50.5, 51.5, and a big 3-point move. The totals tipped all the way to 55, but they're getting a lot of resistance. Once they get to 55, all the wise guys are weighing in, and they're betting it back down to the 54.5. I kind of think that as the game time, I think at least up in the north, I think that as we get closer to the game, you're going to see a lot more Niner money coming in, and the volume of Niner money coming in for the square people is going to outweigh the wise guy money for the Kansas City Chiefs. So with that being said, I think that if you like the Chiefs, if you're in the North, you might hang out a little bit and not bet the Chiefs yet. But if you like the Niners, I think right now is probably your time to weigh in, because I don't see any late money coming in for Kansas City enough up in the North to affect this line.
Kid, did you see what I posted on the money distribution between the teams?
I
posted it was as of about 3 o'clock today, it was 14.6 million on the Chiefs, 14.1 million on the Niners. So it's a pretty even distribution as this goes. And I agree with you, especially in the North, Josh, with, you know, it's just a Niner crazy place. I think we're going to see a lot of Niner money coming in. That's why.
I do too. But I still wonder, though.
There's going to be a ton of Niner and over
money coming.
On a
broader scale, when you include New Jersey, all the states now where sports wagering is legal, I still think the Chiefs will be the public side. So I still believe when it comes right down to it on this, that we're not going to see a huge line move either way. Because I feel like, you know, generally speaking, again, like you said, in this region, the Niners will be the public team. I think overall will be balanced out. And I don't think we'll see some kind of crazy line move.
I disagree. I think it's going to – I think by the time we
you
get
think
there,
the Niners are close favorite?
I don't think it'll – right now it's Kansas City's -120 on the money line, -1 for the side. I don't think it's going higher than -1, Josh. I'd be willing to make a gentleman's wager with you that I think it closes in the north up here less than -1 Kansas City.
A gentleman's wager with these two is about a grand, just so everybody knows.
That was the Tiger Woods bet. I paid.
Yeah.
Josh, I paid.
I got 200 off of that.
You did.
Yeah, so here you go. Here's the cash. So, all right, let's jump into these bets. How long we got till traffic? We got to go to
break before that.
All right, let's go to break right now. We come back. I promise this time we won't get distracted. I was just excited.
Don't promise that.
I was just excited there was a bunch of money coming in on the coin toss at tails moving to pick 'em and heads moving to -105. We actually have a variance in the coin toss. So with that being said, we'll be back after these messages on ESPN 94.5 FM. For the year. Welcome back to the Windmill Sports Show. I'm your host, Kenny B, here with Josh Nagel from Sportsline, John the Hawk Stevens, Tommy Thompson. We didn't get to him because John interrupted us, but Tommy Thompson's here. And Nick put out this parlay card.
Great.
Put out this parlay card. Diego, you got me counting down for traffic. I got to make sure I don't miss traffic. All right. He put out a half-point parlay card where he has the Chiefs at -1.5. Wow. So if you and he has a – you can bet the Chiefs. He's got the total at 54.5. Most points scored in the first or second half, longest touchdown over or under 44.5, will there be a score in the first 5.5 minutes, total third down conversions is 10.5, total players to attempt to pass. I will have a straight bet on this over. I won't use it in the parlay card though. Total passing yards by Mahomes, odd or even. I don't want to give those, but you know what I like to do about with these guys is I like to go figure out what's shaded and look at the yardage. Yeah. So if you'll get actually a variance right there.
The Super Bowl when the Buccaneers
beat
the Raiders.
3-1.
No, wow. Two. It's
he said well,
it's 3-1.
It's 3-1.
That was
not.
It's amazing.
AD 1, 2, 3. Ken. One.
When the Buccaneers beat the Raiders in February in 2003.
Big game 203?
2003, yeah. It was still in January.
I hit a five-teamer of one of those on that last pick six by Derrick Brooks. Uh-huh. It got me to like
picks over 1.5.
It was picks over 1.5. It was the score of the second half would be odd or some just a bunch of crazy things all happened on that.
And the one pick changed like four
exactly
outcomes.
Exactly. Yeah. So
I love it when that happens.
It's one of those things. So I knew I'd be the biggest culprit of this the whole time.
3-1. Wow, John, that's like three unanswered scores.
It is right there. Speaking of which,
go ahead.
That's one of our favorites. Josh hates it.
No, I never.
He hates.
No, listen. You guys, hate the reasoning
guys,
behind
right,
it.
Right, the reasoning. You guys frame it the wrong way. Don't
one of our our favorite bets every time the big game happens.
Good job.
Is will there or will there not be three straight scores? And so we always bet the will there because
it's worth laying the price.
It is. You know why, John? You know why it's worth it, Josh?
Because it always hits.
Not because you have a free.
No, not because the first one doesn't count.
It does not count. You have a free. You have a free score.
Listen, guys. Paul Sonner started this show with Bob D. I don't know, 20 years ago, and he was the one that turned me on to this. And that was his reasoning. He goes, "The first one's free. You only need two more. So it's only two guys. It's two, because you have to score first to even tip the bet to start the clock. Once the clock started, you only need two more."
Well, that's exactly like
Josh. The first one's free. He hates it.
Total kickoffs in the game: 12.5. You're getting two for free.
It's not 1-3, knucklehead. Back. That's the reason you're at ESPN on
Brian,
the board
can,
and not
Brian,
here with us. We got Diego. I'll mic Diego up right now.
Yeah, we got Diego over here looking like one of the three musketeers, and he's not saying nothing.
That's very true. Very accurate.
Can you name the three musketeers?
Diego?
Diego? Orthos? Isn't it Orthos?
I don't know.
And, Josh, you know three musketeers?
Exxon.
It's Martin Short, Chevy Chase.
That's the three amigos.
Oh, God, three musketeers. Post on our Facebook page. Kenny B, ESPN Sports Handicapping. I can't believe we don't know this. Anyways, back to football. Listen, this is what happens when Montucky comes here and gives away free beer.
This is what happens.
This is like we do the Arnie State show.
Listen, we had to have shots to Kobe.
Yeah, we did. A couple of them.
Who took more shots than Kobe? Nobody.
Not a single person.
Get that, Josh?
Shout it back.
Kobe took shots in the games. We're taking shots.
Let's have some more screwballs, some RPMs, and some Montuckies.
All right. Josh is still waiting for his RPM. Kyle's getting it right now. Yeah. All right. With that being said, where are we at?
Ken, though, ask Diego if I did I or did I not bring that up before the show. The concoction that Ken came up with for shots.
RPMs.
Yeah.
Rum.
I mentioned it to him just because RPM. It was so good. Yeah.
You're getting one. Don't worry about it. No, you're not. I forgot you can't drink on the radio show. Can you have one? You can't because you're driving the van. You come back after you drop all your stuff off, and I'll give you RPM. Rumpelman? No, it's rum.
Rum,
Midori,
pineapple, and Midori.
Pineapple. It's awesome. They're green. Oh, they're delicious. Anyways.
Get your two musketeer brothers and we'll take them all together. All right. Let's focus up.
This big game show is getting out of hand.
These are the ones that Josh hates.
Sorry, Josh. I know these listeners.
Hating what?
I'm assuming.
When we're like this.
No, I just let it go.
I'm assuming.
I fired up the William Hill app, and I'm looking for value in the props.
I'm assuming the listeners are sitting here going, "Man, I want some bets," and here we are talking about.
But Ken, by the way, did
you come down and get free Montuckies?
You
free
saw Montuckies. Our MVP
Stanley's
bet
buying them
last
until
week.
6 a.m.
We got
PM.
Value on
6
it.
6 a.m. That's a big.
Last week at this time, William Hill just released the packet. We talked about what stood out at first blush. I said this Nick Bosa MVP thing, that's crazy. At 100-1, I said, well, watch, it's probably already gone down.
Cut in half.
You and me went to bet at like 50-1. We're bummed out that it was already gone down that far. But today,
18-1.
So we're still stealing the best of it.
And
someone whined on our Facebook page that we – did you see that?
Thomas Carr.
Yeah, someone said, oh, Josh said
that's right, Thomas Carr. I'm calling you out, buddy.
Yeah, but I said we even corrected it to 50-1.
Exactly. That's the thing. That's the way this goes. You have to jump in and get it when you got it, just like you did with the LeBron bet tonight.
Yeah.
Now, I do think that Nick Bosa, besides maybe Mahomes, is the most important player in this big game right now.
Well, tell them what we're talking about, John. What we're talking about right now is last week when the MVP props came out, the first thing we noticed is that Nick Bosa was 100-1 to win the MVP. So we fired on it, and by the time we went up there to bet it, and by the time we got up there, it was down to 50, cut in half. And now it's even been watered down even more, Josh. That's what we're saying.
So I said we still got the best of it based on where it is now. I put a $50 bet on it. I'm like, hey, I feel like from 50-1 to 18, that's still pretty sweet. And let's face it, when they opened for business last Thursday morning at those MVP, everyone ran to the counter. I mean, they only took a couple bets on that 100-1 before it was gone in a flash.
Wow. That being said, so we do have the Bosa bet. All right. John, let's go through this. What do we do? You guys, before we get into a bunch of props, you know, one of the things that we talked about last week, and if you're gonna attack these props, is you need to make
correlated props.
And correlated props, yes, and correlated based to your decision. Meaning that if you think that it's gonna be Chiefs and over, well, you need to be betting Chiefs offensive players over. If you think it's gonna come Niners and under, well, if it comes Niners under, they probably are going to run the ball, control the game. So you might want to bet the running back props over, but maybe Garoppolo props under. If you're calling, kind of following me. If you think the game's going to be a shootout, 35-42, then you just grab both sides and start betting things over. If you think it's going to be 24-21, you grab all the stuff and start betting things under. So you need to attack it with that mentality when it comes to the player props.
I agree. Absolutely agree. And to borrow your line, Kenny, with that being said,
I don't say that anymore.
You've said it 41 times a day.
I'm going to play it.
Two of my favorite props are Mecole Hardman over 1.5 catches and over 28.5 yards. That might be different now that those might have gotten up from the last time I looked. But because my lean as to this point is the Chiefs, maybe the over. I'm not exactly sure as far as the total goes, but I like the Chiefs here. And I think Mecole Hardman's going to be a big part of that because – you have to account for so many weapons, Josh.
What do you think, John? Well, he's also a kickoff return specialist. I'm sure made the Pro Bowl as a return specialist. So he's one of those guys, let's say somehow he takes the opening kickoff for a touchdown, also has a long reception touchdown. He is 75-1 for MVP. I'm hoping a long shot wins the MVP because we talked last week.
Mahomes at
minus, it's now $1.20. I think open to $1.50. It's the worst prop that you've ever seen. He and Garoppolo, there's no value on. But I'm just starting to think this could be the one where you really see underdog come up and win that award. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, and who better than him?
What's up?
Hold on, we're
cash to pay
right
for
now.
Him? Well, just tell him I want to sign for it.
Tell me what do you like?
I love it when I buy drinks or sign for drinks and they go, I ain't got any cash for the tip.
That's
did you get free drinks and you can't tip?
That's the prerequisite.
Hour drinks. That's all I got, buddy. Sorry.
No, so, I mean, I agree. If you like the Chiefs and you think it's going to be over or blowout, you bet those props that way. The other thing you want to look for when you're making these bets is value, and I think one of the big things is
Kobe.
All right, for Kobe. Will there be a lead change in the second half? You're getting some value there at plus 130. That's one of my favorite prop bets for the day.
Yeah, I like that.
Another bet I like, we talked about, a couple things we already do like, Mecole Hardman. Is it Mecole Hardman?
Mecole. Yeah.
John likes one of his favorite bets this week is going to be him over receptions and over yardage. I think that
it's just not that much. It's a 1.5 reception
it is.
Mark, which is usually a backup tight end. That's, I mean, and for a guy that is such a playmaker, 28.5 yards, I don't see the other way around that.
Absolutely. Josh, what do you got out there that you really like? Is there anything
Sure. Well, let me just tell you, I had to do, among the different pieces for Sportsline, we did a lot of prop-heavy stuff, but it's basically putting one together where they said, give me your top five. And I tried to keep it simple. Like, I love the exotics and all that, but with the nature of this game, like, sort of leaning towards, whether it's a quote-unquote shooter or not, there should be plenty of offense. So I just scaled down and just did some very basic ones I think you have a good chance of hitting. But, for instance, one of them was, like, longest reception by Watkins, or I should say Tyreek Hill, first reception is like over or under 12.5 yards for his first one. I said, unless it's one of those little flip passes that they do at the goal line, that's going over.
Yeah.
He's a big play guy. Mahomes, he's the guy he finds when the play breaks down. He's like, I suppose I could throw a screen, but I just thought that was an easy one. Another one, it was for the highest scoring quarter, the over-under of the highest scoring quarter, and it was plus money at over 21. I just really thought, I just think there's going to be one quarter where stuff explodes.
Probably the third, exactly what I was saying. And on the flip side of that, I like to bet the crazy ones. I like the Alex Ovechkin shots on goal -0.5 against Richard Sherman solo tackles and assists. We looked it up last week. Alex Ovechkin, one of the greatest hockey players of all time, averages 5.5 shots on goal per game. So I like that. I like there's a Damian Lillard prop. Points, I'm not sure. Oh, they're playing the Jazz on Saturday. He's a favorite, -1.5 against Chiefs points. I like the points there.
I'll take Chiefs points.
I like the Chiefs in that one. And I also like, where was it? Cristiano Ronaldo, my man, plus 130 against Raheem Mostert receptions. He's a dog against that. I'll take Ronaldo any day of the week.
I'll take Mostert receptions on that one because I can see a lot of little screen passes going out to him, getting three or four of them
for sure. But there's also the Niners are so blessed having the deepest backfield I think I've ever seen. So that could be Breida, that could be Coleman. I mean, it could be McKinnon at this point. So the fact that Mostert is the one that they picked there, of course he's coming off a career game against
McKinnon
the Packers.
Active?
Yeah.
Yeah.
McKinnon is active. Wow. So they have a four-horseman backfield right now.
Yeah, Coleman's active and ready to play.
Yeah, and there was a – Kyle
McKinnon,
actually had
McKinnon,
a –
Jerick McKinnon, he was on the IR at the beginning of the year, correct?
Correct.
Wow, I did not know that. I did not know that. So he's the fourth – wow.
So that goes into my thinking, not just because Ronaldo's Ronaldo, but the fact that he's not going to be the every down back. He's just not going to be, right? I don't know.
No.
It varies. I've watched every Niner game this year. It's someone new every time.
Every time. And that's the beauty of it. And that's why I think you're going to see a lot of these bubble screens where I would take that for the value. Because, I mean, you got to figure Ronaldo's going to get one, maybe two.
I think Ronaldo's getting four.
Four?
All right.
Gentleman's bet, John?
Yeah.
Josh. Talking about correlated bets, three of the things I like to do every year is take the first score of the game is going to be either a touchdown or a field goal, and I always take the plus money, and it's always on a field goal. Right now it's plus 125. Last score of the game will be a touchdown or field goal, or safety. So touchdown is one bet, field goal or safety is the other side for both those bets. But I thought, like, take that's plus 150 right now. And the third one will be their score in the last 2 minutes of the first half. The no is plus 250.
Yeah, it's not bad, Ken. But like you mentioned,
only because there's value there, and if you hit one, you're losing less than two units.
No, I got you. But you know what? Usually, the first score being a field goal, or whatever, there's usually some value in that. I think particularly in the college game where it seems like there's a lot of nerves. But for this one specifically, the price is extremely thin, and I don't know. To me, it's not enough plus money. I think the first score of this one will be a touchdown, but. I know what you mean about you making it correlated, the same prop kind of throughout the game. You can end up sweeping the board and get a pretty sweet win there. What do you think about this? Kind of just stands out to me as a basic thing. They actually have a prop on first team. First team to request a coach's challenge, and it's minus 110 on both sides. Isn't Andy Reid notorious for that? Being quick to throw that red flag.
That was one of the ones that
I lean to the Chiefs on that.
That's one of the ones I marked, too, because he's pretty notorious for challenging those.
Early in the game.
And then the other thing when going with the correlated is, will a call be overturned or not? And I don't think that they will. I think they're going to stick to their guns and whatever they call.
Well, no, here's another one, though. Your outcome of first challenge is overturned versus upheld with overturned minus 140. I like overturned because I just don't think they're going to waste one. They're not going to request it unless it's almost a sure thing. So I kind of like the chalk on that one. So there's your correlated prop that Ken was, alluding to.
One of the other things, too, will the last rush of the game be, or will the last play of the game be a quarterback rush?
A kneel down.
So, I mean,
what's that line? Of course it will be.
The yes is minus 160, but the no is 140.
Meaning it might be a field goal or whatever.
Field goal, yes. Hail Mary.
It's almost always
160?
The yes.
160.
Yeah.
You think the one, minus 160 is light on the yes?
That's very light. I believe.
Or one team's ahead, guys, and there's so many things that can happen right there.
I know there's a lot of things that can happen. I don't know. But you're talking about
the trailing team could have it and be driving.
They
have to give it up with 20 seconds left. The other team just takes the ball game.
Would a sack be considered a quarterback rush?
That is a great question. I do not know.
Thanks. Diego, find that out for us. All right, Google time.
He's actually looking it up. Attaboy, Diego. See, Brian, that's what we got Diego for.
We got a good board guy.
15 seconds.
Oh, we got 15 seconds? All right, we need to head off to traffic. He had that.
He let us know already.
We're way over, aren't we? All right, let's head off to traffic right now on ESPN 94.5 FM. Welcome back to the Windmill Sports Show on ESPN 94.5 FM. I'm your host, Kenny B. Make sure you like the show at our Facebook page. Kenny B, ESPN Sports Handicapping. Peanut Butter Whiskey?
Peanut Butter Whiskey.
Hold on. Oh, Kyle's going to do it. Okay.
Kobe.
Kobe.
Kobe. J- Josh Nagel from Sportsline. You get all his stuff on Sportsline, a ton of information. And don't forget, once the big game's over, Josh, you're going to have a ton of basketball stuff. We're getting into the best half, you know, late conference schedule for college basketball late in the season.
Exactly.
A lot of tournament stuff.
Right down the stretch, Ken, it's crazy how quickly we're there with college buckets because it starts so early every year. But I'm watching Iowa, Maryland last night. I realized this team's already played like 21 games. Yeah. It's crazy.
They're both
15-5, 16-5. So you're already getting to where there's teams on the bubble. They're playing for their tournament resume right now, and teams are vying for conference titles and things like that. So it's already a really crucial time for college basketball, and March Madness, like you alluded to, right around the corner. Right, and tomorrow starts February.
And Kenny, real quick on that tip, Wolfpack.
I was going to go there with you right now.
Okay, good. They couldn't be playing better offensively than they are playing.
Incredible.
Incredible. And that's not just Jalen Harris, who's the majority of this.
KJ Himes.
And John Carlos Reyes.
Yes.
Have stepped their game up significantly.
Yes. I tell you what, John.
They're playing with confidence, the big guys. They're playing defense. They're filling the lane. They're rebounding. It's exactly what they need. Jalen's a superstar.
Jalen is a superstar. Yeah. He should be the
Zuzwa's.
Zuzwa.
Shoot the hell out of the ball. Zane Meeks.
Mills,
And it just lost in the heartbreak.
Kane Millings, huh?
It was
lost
a
in heartbreaking
heartbreaker.
Fashion. And it started on KJ's dunk attempt that got rejected. That was a foul.
Yes.
But no two ways around it. That turned the whole game around.
I'm excited about the direction of Nevada basketball.
Exactly.
So excited.
That's where I'm
and
getting.
And Jalen Harris should be Mountain West Player of the Year because the voting.
But he won't.
You're right. It'll be Micah Flynn.
Yeah.
Because the reason that is for San Diego State. Yeah. Because
Malachi.
How do you say his name?
Malachi. Is it hard to pronounce?
Malachi Flynn. But the award is supposed to go to the best in-conference player.
In-conference.
Which is Jalen Harris.
It's Jalen.
Jalen Harris is a superstar.
This is going to require, if you're just speaking of the Mountain West Player of the Year, this is going to require Wolfpack victory against San Diego State when they come to Lawler with
and
a huge game for Jalen.
40. Go for 40 against his face.
Or, you don't have to do that. You just have to show out.
So, Wolfpack just, basketball.
Which is possible.
It's absolutely possible.
Absolutely possible. Listen, I have a vision of them being undefeated coming here at the last game of the year and us beating them. I really do. I mean, I tell you what, Coach Alfred, man, thanks, buddy, because we are in good hands. Wait till he gets – and this is no disrespect, absolutely zero disrespect to the current roster, zero disrespect. Wait until he has 3 or 4 years of recruiting here because he's going to get some big-time players. Warren Washington coming last year. You remember I showed you the picture of how big Warren Washington is, John? That guy is a monster.
So, speaking of recruiting, there's the
we
rumor
talked
going
about
around.
This, we talked about this last week when you weren't invited to the show.
I was sick at home, bud.
No, whatever you want to say on the air, that's a good deal. We didn't invite Tommy last week, but we're talking about
I did the show with walking pneumonia. So.
Sharif O'Neal. O'Neal might sound familiar. It's not Jermaine O'Neal, John. It's Shaq Daddy, Diesel O'Neal.
The last text Kobe ever sent was to Sharif O'Neal.
Was it really?
Bring it all home, yeah.
Yep.
That morning.
You okay, nephew?
Yep.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yep.
Sharif O'Neal decided he opted out of UCLA, and he's looking for another place to go. And in his text, his separation text from UCLA, he said that he thanked Coach Alfred directly, saying for recruiting him. So, we might have a nice shot of getting – I tell you what, give me a game, Josh, where Bobby Knight and Shaq Daddy are in Lawler. I'll lose my mind. I will lose my friggin' mind.
Yeah, like you said, the Steve Alford reunion celebration. Yeah. Just get everyone in there.
John last week goes, well, why would Coach Knight come here? And I go, well, he played in Indiana.
Well, I just
– you spaced it. I got you. But you let us know when we space it, so I'm letting you know.
I don't think I really spaced it.
I don't think it's a spacing thing. Why would he come here?
Knight's still about himself. He doesn't really like to celebrate other people.
He
still
loves
the biggest ego in the room.
Oh, got Oakland plus 3.5. 15-point lead with 16
minutes left. But you know what? The other night, hey, I lost. I don't know what you guys thought, but I thought it was a good spot after the Pack had all those top games.
I had the Pack plus 4.5.
UNLV and then New Mexico, and I thought it was a decent fade spot. And Colorado State took them to the wire in the first game. So I actually faded the Pack a little bit, not for much money. But I got to tell you, I gave up watching that second half. Those Rams are terrible. Like, they could not get a single defensive stop. So after Nevada was just boat racing, it appeared like looked like they were going to blow them out. I think they went up 10 at one point. Like, I'm just done even watching this. I thought I lost my bet.
saw the final score. I'm like, how disappointing, because I lost both ways, right? Colorado State minus four loss, and Nevada lost outright. Like, how did they let them end up winning the game?
When you don't score over 2.5 minutes.
That freshman kid, Roddy?
He's good.
That's Jordan Caroline
2.0. Carvacho's been around for 10 years. Carvacho's, he always torches
us. He's been there since Sonny Lubick got him there.
All right. But that being said, and Pac plays tomorrow. They play Boise State.
Pac plays Boise State tomorrow. I didn't see a line.
I'll see if I can pull it up. I'm going to – Josh, guess what I'm going to do right now, Josh?
Fire up that William Hill
mobile app.
It only works when you say fire up the app.
Yeah. Josh, you're trying to be politically correct.
I already had mine fired up.
Hey, and you for Sportsline, you work for Sportsline. You tweet out every week for Sportsline too, don't you?
I told you, we're starting to do the cross-promotion thing. You're probably getting tagged in it. You're getting – buzzed
I am.
Your,
I liked it.
You're getting buzzed on your phone.
It. Kenny, here's my vision.
Like 10 of them on Friday. It's crazy.
Here's my vision
doing.
For the Wolfpack. There's been a lot of – in this century since the Wolfpack has been –
Do you know what time the game is tomorrow?
5 o'clock.
Is it late?
I think so.
Okay.
But since they've been a consistent participant in the NCAA tournament
– Boise State minus four, John.
They've been in – Boise State minus four. Oh, give me the pack. They've been the upper echelon team in the WAC to the Mountain West, and they've had – how many times have they won that conference tournament? Not often.
True.
They've been
true.
The favorite and lost in that situation.
Good point.
How about one time
we win the tournament?
We go the other way around. We beat San Diego State.
Why not?
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
They played San Diego State really tough for a long time down at Viejas.
Yeah.
Come back up, go play them tough here, we'll see. Go down to Thomas and Mack. How about the Pack sneak in that way one time?
I have to admit that when the season started, God, we're not even talking about football. When the season started, guys, I thought the Pack was going to be 7 or 8 in the conference, and here we are. Here we are. That if we can win in Boise and win at home, you know, here we are. We could be a 2 seed.
I thought top four is what I thought.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, we all thought Utah State would be better.
Utah State's but they're gelling right now. They're playing well,
and the Rebels are too.
How'd they do last time they got here? They ain't playing that good. Joe Robinson?
Animal. We're a different animal. Joey's in Palm Springs, though. That's the problem.
Any guys know Joe Robinson? Let him know that we're talking S on the radio.
Even if you're a criminal on the streets, if he arrests you, say, hey, how about that Wolfpack?
Yeah, that's right. All right. Yards of longest accepted penalty. This is one of the things. It's 19 and a half.
Oh, man.
Over. How many
over.
Times?
Over.
I thought
one
you were going to say 30.
Bets. But one of my best bets, over the longest accepted penalty yards, over 19 and a half.
I thought you were going to say 30.
No. No.
Good grief.
19 and a half. Josh?
Yeah, I mean, as much firepower as these teams have, you can see that PI is just waiting to happen.
Kansas City's secondary is the most penalized
Josh.
Secondary in all of NFL. So, to me, it's a no-brainer.
Josh, there you go. Josh, Tommy, Jody, you know when you hold somebody? It's when they're downfield. It's not on a 10-yard curl.
Yep.
Who's covering? You don't think Richard Sherman's gonna
grab
hug Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or Hardman.
Yeah.
They blow a coverage. Any they play two safeties over the top, and they take Hill. Yeah. And somebody's got isolated coverage on,
love that bet.
On Hardman.
Love that bet. What's the price?
All right. Longest accepted penalty over is 19 and a half, 321. So we're looking at number three, index number 321 over,
price?
Rotation number. It says right now minus 110 both sides.
Oh,
you're not even getting taxed, John.
Oh, boy.
Look at John. He's firing. You know what he's doing right now, Josh?
I'm
he's firing up
the
app.
I really am right now.
All right. Josh, largest lead of the game, 13 and a half.
Yeah, that's a tough one because, you know, historically.
You guys are betting it right now.
It's one of those things that scares people off, especially what's supposed to be a tight game with a one-point spread. People just jump all over the under. But what's funny is the over tends to hit in these situations. You see this a lot, to give a different sport example, but NCAA tournament, you know, college basketball, where national championship game, it'd be the same prop. But what's the largest lead? It'd be like 14 and a half, 15. And people just immediately jump on the under thinking it's going to be a tight game. But you'd be surprised. You have the ebb and flow of the game. There tends to be a lead that's bigger. I would take the over because of that.
Okay. Which goes back to a correlated bet. Will there be three or more unanswered scores? If you're going to bet yes, there's going to be three or more unanswered scores, bet the largest lead of the game is over 13 and a half. It's the
sometimes
right correlated bet.
Thank God for unanswered scores.
So what about this one? We've talked about how the last several Niner games of the regular season have all been pretty close, come down to the last score. You're getting plus 750 if the game goes to overtime.
I saw that. I had
like,
that queued up earlier.
The value in that right there is it's worth you know.
Well, then it's changed because it opened up at minus $9 plus $6. So it's changed.
Yeah.
All right, stop. We have to go after our last commercial break. We come back, we'll do rapid fire prop bets for the big game on ESPN 94.5 FM. Welcome back to the last segment of the William Hill Sports Show. Been talking about the big game this weekend, going over a bunch of these props. I'm going to fire some of these out, too. We're going to play some rapid fire right now because Nick Bogdanovich, the lead trader for William Hill, does such a fantastic job. I'm looking. We call it the sports betting Bible. He's got over 1,000 props right now that you can bet on. And we went through a bunch of these, so I'm going to fire some more of these out there for everybody. And I want to get your guys' opinion. Total sacks by the 49ers. I know some sharp guys. They're on the over right there. The number is 2.5. I think that there's just some value there. That's from some of the wise guys, Josh.
Yeah, it could be. You know, it's funny you mentioned that because that's a team-specific one, but it just happened to be what's right above it. I was looking at the prop on total sacks by both teams, and that being 5, and I think that goes under. Only because not only Mahomes has such a quick release, I believe you're right. I was going to say that could be tight, but right, because given that they might not throw out much at all, and he also has a quick – I don't see the Chiefs getting many sacks, so I think – you know what I mean? I think there's a little value to be scalped on the under 5.
To that end – I have a good prop for you. Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin total points, minus 140 against Chiefs sacks, plus 120.
Say it again.
Two of the greatest players of all time, Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, Penguins, their total points against Chiefs
points.
Sacks. So that's goals and assists.
So that's probably you should get to 3 right there. So you'd probably – wow, that's a good number. That's a solid number.
I'd say they get to 4-ish.
So 4 is a push. It takes 5
to
beat you.
Yeah.
Good point.
That's modern-day Yager and Lemieux right there.
Will the team with the most penalties win the game? Probably not.
Nope. Yes.
Okay. Longest penalty accepted. We already like this one. 321 over. Listeners,
yes.
321 over. Longest penalty over 19.5 yards. Largest lead of the game, 13.5. We already said we liked that one over.
Yep.
Will there be a lead change in the second half or overtime?
Yes.
I love betting this, yes. It's always plus money, plus 130.
Yes.
When you get a total that's in the high 50s, you don't necessarily look for one team to dominate. You look for both teams to go back and forth,
and
especially when the game's a pick 'em.
And careful with that because it's a lead in the second half, not including overtime.
Okay,
for the plus money.
Well, then that means that the only way that could happen would be field goal, touchdown, field goal, touchdown. So I'll take my chances.
I still like the plus money on that, so I like the yes.
Team to Josh, you brought this one up. Team to request the first coach's challenge. You like the Chiefs right now at minus 110. Like we talked about the flood of money coming in on the coin toss being tails, heads being even money, tails being minus 105. You like the Chiefs right here at minus 110.
Exactly, and we're just looking at the sheet, so I don't have it. Can't find it on the app. I wouldn't be surprised if you end up seeing Chiefs shaded to like minus 130 or 40. Because if there's any handicapping edge, wouldn't that be it? Andy Reid's just infamous for quick trigger on that red flag.
Isn't that the scariest part of this is Andy Reid? As great as an offensive mind as he is, as what a juggernaut that they are, Andy Reid just kind of sticks in your craw, at least mine, for always being the guy that comes up a little short.
Yeah.
Makes that decision at the wrong time. Does not manage the clock correctly.
Here's an interesting bet. Will the game be tied after 0-0? Which is interesting because you would think that you would say no. You would say yes is minus 150.
Yes is favored pretty thick. Yep.
Thick?
Pretty thick, yeah.
I would think so.
I think it's going to be. At some point, I feel it has to be.
I think it's going to be 4-4 at some point.
There's a prop bet for that.
Total touchdown passes versus total field goals made. That's a nice pack. What will happen first? A sack or a touchdown? I like sack in this game. What will happen first, a sack or a touchdown? Sack is even money. Touchdown's minus 120. Josh?
Oh, that's a fun one right there.
Yeah, exactly. Some of these are really tough calls, but given that I believe the protection is going to be pretty good. I think the sacks are going to go under. I would take touchdown. But
that's a fun one. That's the first play of the game could go either way. I love those type of bets.
Here's one of the I was listening to another podcast, another radio show, and will there be a penalty on the first drive of the game? With the nerves.
100%.
Plus 190 on the yes.
100%.
Plus 190 on the yes, John.
That's going to be on Joe Thomas.
389. Will there be a penalty on the first drive of the game? Plus 190, Josh. Book it.
Will there be an interception in the first quarter?
No.
Minus 180.
Will the Niners have a rushing touchdown?
Absolutely.
Well, the yes is minus 340, so go ahead. So, in my opinion, go ahead and just, if you got a $300,000 house, mortgage it, win $100,000 and buy another house. Down payment. Josh?
Yep.
Yeah, I like it. There's a team with – you already said the one that if it would be tied again after 0-0, but there's some – oh, defense or special teams touchdown. Yeah, there's always a big plus money on this. The yes is 190 in this case, and no, minus 220.
You know,
this the, one, I think there's going to be a kickoff
like
return,
yes.
But I don't know about the defensive. You think so?
I like the yes in that just because there's so much speed on both sides of the ball with the punt returners. I mean, can't you see Tyreek Hill taking one of the house?
That's what I'm saying. I think if,
Hardman taking one of the house?
Right. Of the umbrella that you get with that side, I think special teams way more likely than defense.
Not to mention Nick has put up all the play, the individual player props. You know, Debo Samuels, will he score a touchdown, how many yards, et cetera, how many attempts, Tevin Coleman. And, John, you already talked about Hardman, and you love all the Hardman props over.
Well, because they're just – they're really cheap, I think. 1.5 catches, 28.5 yards. That seems really doable.
Travis
for a guy with his skill set.
Travis Kelce reception 6.5 overs minus 130.
Think each team scores in every quarter.
Each team.
Each team score every quarter.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think
so. I don't think so at all.
But going back to what you said, Josh, if you think the answer to that is yes, then bet total kickoffs over. So it, this is what we're trying to teach you guys.
The more we talk about Hardman and Tyreek and Kelce, this just shows these weapons. I know this Niner defense is fantastic. I'm not front on that Niner defense at all, but there's weapons after weapon after weapon.
Well, as the Niner fan on this show, the defense is great, but Patrick Mahomes and all the weapons that he has, I don't think they're going to stop him every drive. I think the Chiefs are going to score every quarter.
Of course.
And I think the Niners, with Kyle Shanahan's schematics and where he's going to scheme, they're going to score in every quarter, too.
I wish I had
and
the exact
– I like the plus 300 on that right there.
I wish I had the exact value stat. Did you see the stats of Patrick Mahomes, his first four playoff games, 11 touchdowns, zero interceptions, and they had Brady and Montana and Favre and whoever else, and it wasn't even close to that.
Well, John, Tommy, if you like that both teams will score in every quarter, you got to like the over in the game.
Absolutely. We just talked about that off-air where – I like the over, even at the 55 or whatever it got bet up to, 54.5.
Yeah. Wow, this is crazy. I mean, I sort through this Bible, the prop Bible that Nick Bogdanovich and William Hill put up. I mean, he does such a great job with all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get an Altuve line. I texted him earlier. He said, I'll get back to you.
The other thing that we talked about is if you think the Niners are going to run the ball a lot and Jimmy G is going to have the eight passes or whatever –
well,
for him to not throw a touch or an interception, you're getting plus 120 right now. There's a lot of value in that.
Yeah, if I'm going to get that, I want like plus 180, 190, Josh. Josh, what's your favorite bet? You got some favorite bets? I know that you left your notes at home. What's your favorite bet? What's your favorite prop bets? Give me two,
Ken,
Josh.
I was just going to say, when it comes to the players, sometimes I'm surprised where – so you mentioned how the story of the game kind of translates to these props. I think that some of it's the same about a player. If you feel like he is or isn't going to have a major role – the point being here, like Debo Samuel, he appears to be getting a ton of respect in these props. I'm not sure I see it. I mean, like 52 yards receiving. They have a Debo Samuel's rushing prop for 10.5 yards. I guess assuming he's going to get it on that jet sweep or the reverse at some
point.
Those
are the ones I like betting over.
But some of these things, like Kendrick Bourne, 23.5, to me it only seems like he only gets it in the red zone. Like
he drops most of them.
Well, he's been dropping a few lately, yeah.
Yeah,
but he's weird. Like they hit him up like inside the 10-yard line.
Debo's a playmaker, though. That's you're one catch away from that going over. Sometimes that's the beauty of all these prop bets.
Go ahead, John. I'm looking at my.
Oh yeah, no. I was just making that point.
I had Oakland plus 2.5. They win. I had Princeton minus 6. They win. I had Manhattan plus 3. They lose. So I'm 2-1 right now, going to a Wright State. And then I have the $500 wager on total points, rebounds, and assists for LeBron James over 49.5.
Kenny, before we get into the size that we like, let me get into one more hockey prop that I love as a Sharks fan. Sharks goals on Sunday against total field goals made in the game. The total field goals are minus 0.5, Tommy. If they make 2 field goals, that's a win.
I was going to say, I'm going to take the field goal prop all day long.
Sharks are our – the Sharks are arful.
The Sharks are arful?
Sharks are arful.
All right. Let's handicap the game, everybody.
Let's do it.
Here we go. San Francisco, number 4 ranked offense in the NFL for the whole year at 381 yards a game. They rushed the 144 yards on the ground, 237 through the air, going up against the number 17th ranked defense as far as yardage is concerned. Giving up, Kansas City gives up 349. Here's my deal, guys, and I still don't have a side yet. Maybe I'll form an opinion before the game. On paper, San Francisco is the play, but I think Kansas City has that a little bit of magic going right now. So I actually cannot form an opinion on the side right now. The problem with the total is that I can't give up a three-point move on a total and bet something over 54.5, 55, when I could have bet it over 50.5. So with that, I'm probably going to pass with any major wagers on the side in total, maybe make a six-point teaser, maybe take San Francisco where I can get through six. I can get through 3, 4, 6, and 7 and try to get through those numbers, which are key numbers, and bet the game over like 43.5. John?
I think that the Chiefs were ready to win last year. Didn't they came up a little short.
So it's time for San Francisco to come up a little short.
I'll get to it. Yes. The Patriots were the Patriots, beat them last year. It's the Chiefs' time. Chiefs win this game. 49ers are fantastic. They'll get theirs next year maybe. Chiefs.
Yeah, Ken, just as a matter of seeing if I can get it right, because I similarly don't think I'll play standard side or total for much money. I don't like the total at all. But I do believe the Niners are going to win. I just believe in the defense being of the two huge extreme strengths, and the defense kind of overcoming a top offense. So I'm going to pick the 49ers just to, you know, see if I can get the Super Bowl right.
Night.
But
30 seconds, Josh.
It's basically a pass.
I got the Niners on a teaser. Like Ken said, I got over 47.5 and the Niners plus 7.5. I like the over straight up. And as a Niner fan, I hope they could get it done.
All right, we didn't have time to give out our best prop bets. We'll do that on our Facebook page at Kenny B, ESPN Sports Handicapping. Kenny B, ESPN Sports Handicapping. We'll see you. Good luck on your wagers next week, ESPN 90.